Hat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Dimmy had a good rule for the backyard cricket. They had an old spick and span barbecue. Not sure what a spick and span barbecue is, but if you hit it on the full, you're out caught by spick, and then you had to clean it after the next use. And yes, I don't know about my deliveries being known as the fruit bowl, but yeah, they weren't very menacing, believe me. Kia conversation starter, guys. The all-new Kia Sportage has been unleashed. Has Brandon Smith's recent behaviour damaged his relationship with the Storm players? We just said Storm, so I've got no doubt that there needs to be repairs as far as the chairman, Matt Tripp, goes, and probably the leaders of the football department, a la Bellamy and Frank Panisi, etc. Interesting, Zorks. You're in this football environment. You've lived most of your life in a football environment.
Yep.
One of yours goes rogue a little bit like this.
Yep.
What's the reaction when he fronts for training Monday morning in Melbourne?
Yeah, so first of all, I reckon obviously the hierarchy of the football club probably not overly thrilled with the comments made. So he's obviously going to sit down and talk with them this week, and I'd expect that process to probably happen with us. But I think from a player's point of view, you're obviously disappointed with him, and I guess the club will probably use it as a learning experience as well. Like, this is an education piece just as much. My problem with it would be when they play next, because I don't think Craig Bellamy's going to have a short memory. I think he'll remember it. Whether they target him when he goes to the Roosters or wherever he goes to next, we're believing it is the Roosters, I think that's where he might release.
Yeah. I tell you, it would have been very interesting had they not been in the position they're in now, one with COVID, with Asafa Solomona, who, you know, we understand is still not vaxxed, and number two with Tui Kamakamitha, who is facing charges up here. So, I mean, there's two forwards that may not be part of their pack. Had it been a normal year and both those forwards been available, would they have said to Brandon Smith, and, you know, Harry Grant, obviously, would they have said to Brandon Smith, well, hey, hang on, yeah, go to the Roosters now if you want?
I don't know. They're in the business of winning premierships. He's a pretty important player. I think there's no doubt there would have been some rules or bans put on him somewhere about going on those sort of shows or podcasts or whatever it may be. I think there might have been a little bit of a media ban, but he's far too important player, and especially with those two missing.
They might ponger him, just leave him on the bench till they really need him. And not give him the season that he really craves if they're going okay around him because he's lost heaps of credibility. You know, out-of-school revelations divulged to the public, like the whole team would be much more wary of him now, whereas he's been right in the thick of those parties in previous times.
So a couple of the points that come out of it, I've read both sides of the debate. One says, hey, you know, we're just belting the personality players, and there are far too few personality players in all codes these days. We're belting them on the head for being personality players. And I can see that point because from a media point of view, I love to go to the personality players and use them on the news. And, yeah, they give you a headline.
But they don't swear on your news.
No, well, then they said, well, this was a podcast where, you know, you're a little more relaxed. You're talking with a mate. And
No such thing.
He let the guard down. So, you know, they've listed the amount of times that he said the F word and all that sort of thing. And it was profanity laden, I know.
But people, punters want to hear the raw personalities that are inside football clubs. And, yeah, I'm not sure I'm agreeing with what he said about the club and their drinking sessions and that. Like, but people want to hear what this person's actually like. I'm not saying it's great, but I don't know.
But
you can't, we get the same boring answers from people over and over again, and then someone goes on a podcast, says a couple of things that he, you know, probably got a little bit carried away with, and we're trying to shoot him down. This happens in the NBA and the American sports all the time. We're so straight down the line here.
You don't have to be straight, and he's had it perfect in recent, you know, years.
Yep.
He's been excellent at showing his personality. Whatever you can say to your mum should stay in the media. So if he can say his F words around his mum all the time, fine. If that's him, that's him.
Yep.
But no need to tell the public if you can't say it to your mum. And drinking sessions, the Melbourne drinking sessions wouldn't be any worse than anyone else.
Agreed.
Because they've never been caught for it. They've never been out of line. And I'll bet there's one thing that Melbourne will now do, not allow anyone to fate a player 2 years out of signing them. They're never going to give a player up to travel around Queensland and Sydney to get, you know, talks to other clubs.
Well, Abdo's going to look at that. I mean, that's another thing that came out of his press conference yesterday, that they've got to look at trying to change this system. Anyway, look, that's our key conversation starter. I'd love to know what you think. The Brighton Homes open line is 13 13 55. You can text us on Love Family Lawyers, 0467 736 736. That's 0467 SENSEN. And don't forget, the all-new redesigned Kia Sportage medium SUV has been unleashed. Find out more at kia.com/AU.